To this end, the group had been going on hikes and bike rides, and Disney had hired a consultant who had been conducting in-depth interviews with the executives and would be presenting his conclusions at the retreat. The interviews had been revealing in ways neither the Disney executives nor the consultant had expected. The consultant asked questions about whether Disney executives liked and trusted their colleagues and worked well together. Some were less than candid because they didn't trust the consultant, who they suspected would be reporting everything to Eisner. Others revealed as little as possible, sitting through the interviews with barely disguised impatience. And some were honest. No one trusted anyone else, least of all Eisner himself. The experience had left the consultant exasperated. As the Disney executives sat in a circle, he said, "The results of my research indicate that you guys are not a good team. You're not a team at all. You're not even a group." "Wait a minute," Bornstein interjected. "How could we not be a group? Three people in a room are a group." "You guys are so bad you're not even a group," the consultant insisted. Eisner disputed that. "How can you say that? You haven't been to my Monday lunches." The session quickly devolved into arguments about the ways in which Disney management did or did not function as a team, which pretty much proved the consultant's point. Later, Eisner dismissed the whole experiment as a waste of time. Away from Eisner, several of the participants later conceded the issue. "What Michael likes is to put six pit bulls together and see which five die," one said. By late summer, Stanley Gold and Roy were growing increasingly concerned about Disney's overall financial performance. All key financial measures at the company, including return on equity, return on assets, and return on invested capital, had been steadily declining since 1995, each of these measures by more than 50%. The notion of Disney as a growth company was becoming increasingly hard to defend. Despite annual five-year strategic plans that confidently predicted a return to 20% annual earnings growth, Disney's earnings for fiscal year 2002 were likely to be no better than they'd been in 1994 or 1995. ABC's performance was especially worrisome. The ratings of Millionaire collapsed, and with it went the lead-ins to ABC's other programs. It was especially galling that two of the biggest hits on television, Survivor and CSI, had once been in ABC's grasp and had vaulted CBS past ABC in the network rankings. So it had rankled Gold that, as chairman of the Executive Compensation Committee, he was asked to have his committee approve a new $9 million three-year contract for Stu Bloomberg. As far as Gold was concerned, Bloomberg was responsible for ABC's faltering primetime schedule. This was very much on Gold's mind when he arrived for the board dinner the night before the meeting in August 2001, held under a tent canopy in the garden behind Eisner's Bel Air home. Gold expressed his feelings to several directors. Roy was at his castle in Ireland. "Did you see the board package?" Gold asked him. "Did you see this Bloomberg contract? It's a piece of shit. It's outrageous." And he used the occasion to question more broadly Disney's performance. After dinner, some of the directors and the Eisners moved into the living room for drinks and coffee. As the directors said goodbye to Jane and shook Eisner's hand at the front door, Eisner pulled